Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning are Dave Knutzel and Nick Ponzetti talking about SAIL, Southeast Alaska Independent Living, and some of the events that are coming up. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, first of all, SAIL, how long has it been around in Sitka?
SAIL's been around since the early 90s. Came around with the ADA Act, and so we've been providing resources since then to make everything accessible for everyone.
Is there a large population of folks to serve in Sitka?
There's about a couple hundred people with disabilities, but Sitka is getting older, and so we are serving all the seniors. Anyone over 60, we serve all of them.
And that's interesting that you say that we have a older population. And you've actually been doing a lot of activities with this group. Nick, have you brainstormed and sort of put some new things on the calendar?
This year, this spring in particular, we've kind of increased the amount of activities we've had, particularly for seniors in Sitka. We've been doing the hiking club for a couple years now, and that's been taking off with record numbers this month. And we started a kayaking club that meets once a month. We'll be getting on the ocean in June and July when the weather gets nicer and finishing with a camping trip. So we've really been promoting the new activities for people and started a pottery studio and all kinds of different things to get all kinds of people involved with things in town. So,
and when I think of the older population of Sitka, I'm not necessarily thinking of people with disabilities. I think of people just sort of slowing down. So kayaking, hiking, these are probably things that they've done before. So how do you modify this trip?
We get some of both. We get some people who have done a lot of it in their lives, and we get some people who are doing it for their first time. And what it comes down to is, like you said, sometimes people just need a little extra help to figure it out. So, for example, when we're kayaking, sometimes people have a hard time bending down or getting into the kayak. So we'll pull over a shower bench, and then they don't have to bend down as far. They can just get on the shower bench and then slide into the kayak. So what we do is try to think of those little things we can do to make the activity more accessible for them and whatever limitation they have, whether it's, you know, a physical thing or maybe they're just, you know, really nervous and it's kind of more of a mental challenge to overcome. So either way, we support them in doing these outdoor activities and getting active and involved. So,
and it's great to get anyone active and involved in those activities. Dave, is there ever a stigma of it's hard to get people to use your services because they don't want to see themselves as having a disability?
I think people think that they feel weak if they have to ask for help. But we ask for help to cut wood. We ask for help to do all kinds of stuff in our house. And we're just another service, and we're just another neighbor to say, hey, I need some help figuring this stuff out.
Is there an age requirement for services?
No age requirement for disabilities. So if you feel that you need some help because you just aren't able to do it because of some limitation within yourself or someone told you you have a limitation, we can provide you services. And then for seniors, if you're over 60, we can help you do anything. And sometimes it's people who are completely able-bodied and just want to get out and hang out and go hiking or kayaking with people who have the same age. Or it's people who just need something to modify their home so they can see the TV or check an email or whatever. It's really basic stuff.
And is it easy to obtain services? I mean, do they have to physically go to your office or they just give you a call?
They can give us a call. They can definitely give us a call and we can go visit them at home. But coming into our office is just as good. Coming in and that way we can show them all of what we have because we can get you, we can pretty much work towards applications towards most anything to modify home or modify their lifestyle.
I imagine that you must have to do a lot of fundraising since you're a nonprofit. And you do have an event coming up.
Yeah, fundraising is pretty big. All this stuff comes, we don't charge, we charge very low fees. We're not like a hospital where they get to bill for Medicaid or anything. So we have to bring all the money in ourselves to fund all these programs.
And is it expensive?
It's pretty expensive, yeah. All this stuff is very specialized equipment. A couple things I've been buying recently are a couple hundred dollars a piece. So need to have that money come in.
And one way is to hold a fun fundraiser. You have an annual wildlife cruise fundraiser, which happens tomorrow.
Yep.
And you're going to do some whale watching? Or
yep. So we're going to take an Alamarine boat out and go see this what they can find out in the Sitka Sound. Right now I hear that there's tons of whales and everything out there right now. It's springtime. Yeah.
And tickets are $45 per person. They can get them at Old Harbor Books, I imagine. And I know a lot of folks like to wait to see what the weather is like. So it starts at, is it leave at 1:30 tomorrow?
Yep.
So folks, can they buy tickets at the boat?
Yeah, at the boat or at our sale office. But Nick was telling me that the weather forecast is only getting better, so it might sell out before the dock. So hurry up and get your tickets.
It's best to be prepared.
Yeah.
Is it going to be accessible for folks with disabilities?
Yeah, SAIL's been partnering with Alamarine and making sure that every one of the vessels is 100% accessible. We actually do trainings with them to provide the service.
That's terrific. What it's not intuitive to me what that might be. What would be a difficulty getting onto a vessel?
So every vessel has wheelchair access to go up and down onto. The staff are trained in how to even assist people who just are maybe unsteady in their legs. And then there's space. The boats are designed to move wheelchairs through.
That's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And you have one more big event coming up. Nick, maybe you can tell us about the Red Dirt Barbecue.
Yeah, we'd love to promote the Red Dirt Barbecue. It's an annual event. It's actually the fifth time it's happened here in Sitka. Samin Bone puts it together, and then she generously donates a portion of the proceeds, half to Autism Speaks and half to the Outdoor Recreation Community Access Program of SAIL, which is the program that's providing the kayaking and the hiking and also a variety of activities for people with disabilities. So we definitely appreciate her support every year when she donates that. So we definitely like to promote it. It's going to be this Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Bayview Pub.
New location,
usually at the golf course, but due to the recent upgrades at the Bayview, we thought it would be a really great venue. So I moved it into town. It'll be Tuesday, 6 p.m. to 10, and we have Kevin Fowler and some local bands playing for
Silver Jackson, Gary Gucker, and Strumming Dog, which mm-hmm. are very popular. And don't forget, tomorrow, annual wildlife cruise, 1:30 to 4:30. Tickets are $45. You'll want to get them early. I'd like to thank my guests, Dave and Nick, talking about Southeast Alaska independent living. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks.